Scott Montgomery.
Wow, finally the offseason is over and we are at the beginning of the 2018 season. Really, really happy to be able to say that. We reported to camp with a big, just a big boost of energy from our Pirate Club and Pirate Nation to the opening of the renovations at the Ward Football Building. And it's just been, really, really awesome for us to come back and start with the juice that we have. We had a really, really productive offseason. And not to the point of just saying how well Coach C did. This was our most productive football offseason. I think our coaches did a better job this year than in previous years of making sure that when we rolled into camp, it would be just like an extended year. Going all the way back to the beginning, when we came out of January, we wanted to start spring ball early to get our defensive scheme, our tweaked offensive scheme, and then our special teams unit getting ready to go. So we really had just about 8 months of straight football, which is a really good thing to have. Our kids really responded to it. It was a lot of work by a lot of people. One of the biggest boosts that we've had to our program, special teams, is going to be, I think, a great highlight for us this year. Kirk Dahl, returning to his alma mater, has done a really good job. This is the first time after day two I can say that our punt unit and our kickoff return unit is already completely installed. I don't think I've ever been anywhere where two of the most important phases of special teams is already installed, and our kids know not only their positions, but who's backing them up, who's rolling. I'll say this now. I think that this team is prepared already. Now we have to get ready to play A&T. Defensively, there's no secret that we have to get better than where we were last year, and that's exactly what we plan on doing. People ask my expectations of the defense. It's simple. Hold them to 1 point less than the offense. There may be games where we score 60 and they hold them to 59 and we're going to rejoice because of a victory. And then there may be games where they scored the only 2 points of the game and we don't score any on offense, but we hold them to no points and we're all going to be happy with the victory. I think David Blackwell and our defensive staff have done a tremendous job of growing what we already had and putting it in place to give us the pass rush, the physical ability out at the corner position to play well at this point in camp. Now, 2 days into camp defensively, what I'll say is this. We got a big-time player at defensive end, so big-time that he is causing so many disruptions. I'm messing with the defense as much as I can to get other people in the game and backing him up off the line of scrimmage. Kendall Futrell has started camp and dominated this offseason, and as Coach C would say, he was a freak of the offseason, not only in the weight room, but in what we're asking to do in our defensive scheme. And our new defensive scheme, he is also put in a position to where he can be very successful. That has directly turned into our corners being more effective on the perimeter at playing the football. It's not enough anymore to get PBUs or to let guys complete passes on us. Now, our biggest goal with Kobe Gore and Spoon and Corey Sargent is to go get the football. We've got to create more turnovers on defense, and the way that we're going to do it is we're going to go be aggressive up front, and then in our secondary we've got to catch the football. It's not enough to get a PBU. The stress for me in our secondary with Coach Riley and Coach Lynch right now is catch the football. We got to catch it on defense to create some turnovers, and I think one of the most solid points of our defense right now is the depth and the speed and the talent and the coaching at our linebacker position. Our linebacker position is our master communicator, whether they're communicating forward or backward. We have done a good job of making sure that the guys that are communicating are dealing with the best communicator on our defense, and that's David Blackwell. Going back to our acquisition of David Blackwell, we really wanted to add a position at the coordinator position, at the linebacker position, because of not only some of the things and the struggles that we've had in the past at linebacker, but a lot of the things that we struggled on defensively came right back down to communication, which is a direct connection to the way that we coach our scheme. So really, really happy with after 2 days our defense and what we're doing all around. Offensively, great start for our run game. And I'll say that with two big parentheses. And now I'll put something right in the parentheses, no pads. That's a big deal, no pads. We're scheme sound right now in our run game. We're getting a lot of things fixed, not only in our run and protection game. Now we got to find out if the physicality that we've built to this point with adding members to our offensive front will really help us. Garrett McGinn has led us, but I think that our probably our most solid player right now is Cortez Herring at our left guard. We're really, really smart, and the level of academia at our center position now has really been giving us the ability to put a lot of stress on our front to get our protections and our run game fixed. Our three quarterbacks right now, there is no question throughout the offseason, throughout every phase of what we asked them to do, each one of them have taken a major step. And right now they're led by Reed. Probably one of the most impressive plays I've seen in any camp, in any practice, just happened about 15 minutes ago, happened down the right sideline. Our defense did a good job of flushing the pocket. Holton had to move out to his right. He's left-handed. And as he moved out to his right, Anthony Scott was able to leak up the right sideline, and he pitched the ball with his left hand over a defender closing on him, and it was about a 50 or 60-yard score. But we had good defensive play that was just kind of trumped in that situation by a great offensive play by two people, and then also everybody down the field straining and body to body. Kingsley has had some huge, huge gains. He probably is one of our most improved players at this point of camp. He understands our offense better. He knows and where to go with the football. He knows that the ball has to be out of his hands in 2.6, 2.7 seconds. We've seen a tremendous amount of growth. But overall right now, Reed is just, he's been pretty dominant and pretty, also dynamic with the football. He runs a lot better than what, you know, I would originally thought. Got to give a big credit to our strength and conditioning program and also the Pirate Club once again for feeding our guys different. Talking about a guy that now, since we were able to implement a breakfast training table in the spring, and now we're implementing a meal, a training meal every single day in the fall. Talking about a guy that went from 160 to about 194, 195 in a year and a half time period, only because of what we've been able to do, and our guys have bought in. Now, we've got to get back to the tradition of Pirate football. There's been a lot of things that have kind of changed over the last 4 or 5 years to where we've got to get ourselves set back in some of those traditions. You'll see some of those traditions on game day, but more of those traditions is not just playing with the chip on your shoulder. We hear chip all the time, and I talked about chip, but our guys are on edge right now. We got a lot of people that are on edge and on edge for the correct reason. One of those traditions that we've got to find a way to come back to is we've got to have exciting offense. That is something that we've been known for here, and a defense that runs to the football. And we are in charge of that, and we're going to have to do a great job of getting that done. Now, the last thing I have to say is I just got to praise our entire coaching staff for the way that they've prepared and just been. We've all had a Zoom focus on one thing, the football program. It hadn't been about me this offseason taking a job or going into the job. It hadn't been about our players growing or doing this. It hadn't been about our coaches. It's really been about the program and Zoom focus on the program. A lot of the things that have happened have really drawn us closer together. But we're better now, not because of the things you've heard me talk about in the past, about how well we're doing offseason and how well we're our community service, which is all important, how we've grown academically, which is a great and the number one detail of any football program is to grow your team academically. But we're better now because we play better when we're on the field. That's the most important thing. We're playing a lot better than we have in the past. And we're really looking forward to getting the season started. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys in pads. A lot of guys, we have 105 guys in camp that are on the field. Now, a lot of times we've had between 90 and 95 guys, and by the time the season comes, we're already down to 80. This year, when the season comes and we're past the pre-camp number, we'll be at 115 players for the first time in a long time here at ECU. So we've done a lot of good things to grow, and we're growing not only in football, but our energy around what we're doing here and with our Pirate Club has had a direct connection to the way that we're recruiting. We're recruiting a better athlete, and at the end of the day, if we can continue to grow the pipeline, what we're doing here in the East and in the state, our product will continue to get better. So welcome to the beginning of the 2018 season. I'll take some questions if you have them.
Scotty, what are your expectations for the run game?
My expectations for the run game is to come out of every game averaging 4 yards per carry. That's my expectations. If we hand it off, you know, 30 times, I want a 4.0 per average carry. It doesn't seem like a lot, but there's going to be X plays in there. And I don't mean, you know, all over the field X plays. I'm talking about run game X plays. And we're looking for those 4 yards, 4 yard gains, 4 yard gains, 4 yard gains, and then bang, we'll pop it out of there. There's going to be somewhere in there where we rush the ball for 150 yards or so and 200 yards or so, and there's not going to be, 25 or 35 carries in a game. But I want to get the ball to the line of scrimmage. You know, no TFLs, too many tackles for losses, too many turnovers in the run game that we've just turned the ball over on fourth down, or we've turned the ball over in our first year by not taking care of the football. I want to end every single run with possession of the football. But, man, we've got to get to the point of where we can average 4 yards a run.
Coach, a lot of high praise for David Blackwell. What has he done behind the scenes to really give you the confidence that
he can turn the team around? I really trust our coaches and all our leadership positions. You know, Tony and Peterson and I have had a relationship for a while. Kirk Dahl and I have had a relationship now for a while before he even kind of came back. And Coach Blackwell and I have probably had to spend the most time together because of everything that I've wanted and at that position. And probably the highest level of confidence you can give a coach is that I don't worry about what's going on with our defense after I tell him to do something. I think that the value of any person that you work with is how much you don't have to worry about them. It's not about how much you can expect out of them, but when something needs to be done, he gets it done. The next thing is, the reason why is that, you know, when I communicate with our linebackers, communicate with our quarterbacks and when I've communicated with our quarterbacks in the past, if I ask a question right now to our linebackers, there's a one-word answer. There's not a and see and this and so on. There is an answer, number two strong, number three strong. B gap, C gap, and that communication, when I have that, that's all that I need. I get all of our confidence from our coaches, from what our players are able to respond. So that's why we have the biggest level of confidence. And behind the scenes, what he's been able to do is, it's across the ball. A lot of guys don't know it, but offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators have great relationships with guys across the football. So receivers have a good, you know, a good rapport with when they have a good rapport with defensive coordinators, we all have a better family. When linebackers have a better rapport with our offensive coordinator like they do now, and they can joke with him and poke on him and talking about the run game, it helps. So some of that stuff is across the ball. It's been really helpful for us. And then like I said before, but the glue to us all right now is special teams. It really is Kirk Dahl because it's the first time that you can ball with somebody across the ball, and that's why it's truly called special teams. The offense and defensive players get to compete together, and it is the one unique time where that can actually happen.
You said tweaks to the offense this last year. What can we expect, or maybe what are you excited about with the offense specifically?
I'm excited about the quarterback position. I joke with our coaches all the time, especially with Tony. It seemed like I'm coming back closer to the quarterback position, and there's only one reason I'm coming back closer to the quarterback position. We're a lot better. We're a lot better. When you're a coach, you want to be around the better position, so we're getting back closer to it. Some of the tweaks in it are directly connected to our run game. I think that when you have a superstar player like we have at Trayvon Brown at the wide receiver position, that you got to utilize it. I had a superstar player everywhere that we've been at receiver, whether it was in the Steelers or at Duke or even here with Zay Jones. When you have a superstar, you got to find a way to get, you know, superstar players the ball. Those are the tweaks. Some of the tweaks that we have going, of course, there are some schematical things that we're not going to talk about in the run game that have already had a major effect on our run game. But we've got to work the body. And you hear me say 4 yards a carry. Coach, 4 yards a carry, that's not very – we've got to work the body here, all right? It took us a little bit longer to get the kids a nice training room and a nice equipment room, but we have it now. We just have to continue to work and work and work and work. And then as soon as people can get to the point of where they lower their hands on our program, we're going to take a headshot on some people. So those are some of the tweaks that you'll see. Also, I'd like to bring back the tradition of exciting trick plays this season. I've had a good offseason of being in a position to work on that, but that's directly connected to what we do on the other side of the ball. And trick plays don't work when you're down by, 30 points, or you turn it over two times in a row. And we've got to put ourselves in a position where we're tight in football games so we can create some excitement around our offense, and I'm really ready to get back to that.
Yeah. How much does the new red shirt rule give you more flexibility, and especially at the quarterback position where you can get Holden out there and get him some snaps without burning a red shirt?
Yeah, I don't think it's just about him. I think it's about every young Pirate coming in right now. It gives us a tremendous amount of flexibility. Here is where it gives you flexibility when you are here, when we're playing in the AAC, and we're going to play Power 5 opponents a lot here. And I like it because we're also going to get to the point of where we're winning a great majority of those matchups in the Power 5 because of the way that we're recruiting and the way that we're developing them. And we're a developmental program. That's what we are. We're not an acquisitional program. We're not going to go get five-star, but we're going to go get three-star and turn three- and four-star into five-star over a long period of time. But the biggest advantage it's going to give us is now, instead of me getting on the bus with 74 players or 72 players, out of conference to go play against Virginia Tech, now I can put 100, or I can have 100 on the sideline and play, 45 guys in special teams now, to where before we ran up against a tough NC State opponent, and then South Carolina was so physical, and then Virginia Tech, this is 2 years ago, we kind of just continued to lose players because we were playing so few bodies. Not anymore. And we've done a great job of recruiting speed and length. Just a tremendous job of recruiting speed and length. And most of that speed and length came in January. So now we're looking at a bunch of guys that are almost redshirt freshmen and not freshmen. So we're going to be able to take a lot more and then plug and take care of. But this is about the student athlete. Everything that I've kind of talked about today has been more about the student athlete. This is a good rule because a kid does not have to go out on the field and lose his entire year at the end of the year because somebody getting injured. And now coaches are not being placed in positions where they may have a quarterback that has a bad ankle that is just going to take the ball, take a snap, and take a knee. We can get him out of there. So it's about the safety of the game. And I have no problems with whatever we got to do to tweak the game of football, to make it continually safe for the people that are out there playing. That's what we have to do. Well, the luxury, I think, goes to the point of that we know that, knock on wood, bar in any injury, we have him available. When you're in the offseason, like Trayvon Brown has been in several times before, and you don't know kind of what the next month is going to be as far as your eligibility, as far as your ability to play, as far as all that, it makes it hard to zoom focus on what you need to focus on. And then also, as a coaching staff, you got to understand, if you're building your offense and you got a great player, but you're not quite sure what tomorrow holds, it doesn't give you the chance to be able to build it. But what this offseason has been able for us to do is to really hone in on what he does well, how to place people around him. We've been really blessed at the receiver position. We lost two really great receivers last year in camp, Leroy Henley and Blake Proe. Now they're back, and we had a chance to place them throughout the whole offseason, and now he's been able to be around them. So it's really helped us grow.
You've done really well recruiting in state. What's been the sales pitch to get guys to want to stay
here? I mean, work the body. We got the best atmosphere, across the state. We got the best atmosphere in our conference. But what it's all about truly is family. It's about really making these guys understand that when I say work the body, our coaches, each one of them, are going to contact them once or twice a week. Each one of our GAs are going to put letters in the mail because we really truly care about trying to figure out everything about them. And once we get all these guys together in this family of being here and understanding what's going on here and the building process and how it feels to start at one level and grow, They're all buying in, but at the end of the day, it's about the relationships between the assistant coaches, the graduate assistants, the quality controls, our administration, myself, and the student athletes and their families.
Scotty, can you talk about the progress of the numbers and the situation overall with the defensive line, particularly the interior defensive line, kind of where you are right now?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple years back, you guys heard me talk about how far we had to go and at the defensive line position and getting numbers back right. I made some critical decisions, I thought, in removing some people from the program. Some other people removed themselves from the program academically all over all over the scale. We had to grow academically. We had to grow here. We had some spots that we had to fill. Well, every year we kind of just added two or three solid, great, developmental players. And now all of a sudden they're 6'3", 305 pounds, sophomores and juniors. And we're stacked at a lot of those positions, three deep. Right now we're running three teams in practice and people are still not getting reps. So that should tell you everything that I have to say about the defensive line right now. We're really, really good there. We got to continue to grow ourselves at defensive end. We've had a tremendous offseason bringing guys in at defensive end. We're really, really, I think that we're talented and long at defensive end for the first time. And the scheme also with Coach Blackwell and what Coach Wright has done. I can't say enough about Coach Wright. He's knocking it out of the park in recruiting. Just young and energetic. After interviewing him, I would have went and played for him as a recruit after the interview. So that's kind of the way I base it off of. But our numbers are good, and we're finally able to retain some of these guys and get the right people out there. And the people that are that have not been effective for us in the past now are becoming more effective because of leadership at the position, but also, I think, because of competition at the position.
One more question. We'll go to one-on-ones afterwards. Scotty, last couple of years you had veteran quarterbacks in the new two-year system. Now you've got younger guys that have been in the system for a while. Talk about the pluses and minuses of working there.
I think the pluses, when you talk about the quarterback position, the first plus is talent. That's the first plus. I think that we're more talented than we have been. That's a plus. If you got to give me a quarterback, and I'm starting with the quarterback position right now, I'm in the NFL, I'm probably going to go with Tom Brady and, Big Ben and those guys that are an elite talent. It just makes it different. I mean, they're elite. That's elite talent level. The second part of it is this. These guys in the system now, whether it be Holton, whether it be Reed, whether it be Kingsley, and growing in our system, they only know our terminology. They speak our language. They do what we ask them to do. If I tell them never to pass up an open flat, they do not pass up an open flat. If I tell them that their movement key is the wheel backer, they understand that their movement key is the wheel backer. There is no, buts. It's like I said earlier with our linebacker position. There's one answer. If you give somebody the chance to give you a maybe, then there's 15 answers. It's black and white at quarterback and at linebacker. And that's the difference. It's not, my previous coach told me this, or when I'm working the flat, why am I not working curl to flat, where we talk, the combination of flat to curl, right? So just the understanding and the ability to communicate that back to the quarterback coach, to the coordinator, to the head football coach, and so forth. So the ability is the talent first. I do think that we're tremendously talented, but they know our terminology.
Last question.